Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back. Just a brief pause for the cause. And again, that was Daniel Michael on the drums. And now a little guitar. Michael again on the guitar with the opening music for Main Street Universe.
Hello, everybody, and how are you all doing today? This is Daniel Michael, and we lost signal for just a second. That might have actually been my fault. I'm willing to take blame. And today we're going to be doing a ritual. We thought we'd get started with the drums. We're a new location here. We're out in the studio here at Cafe Fairfax again. And I will begin. I'm starting off with some holy water. Behold, I do cleanse this place, casting out any negativity or impurities that may lie within. Now I will begin circle. Take the call, and I will begin with the circle. I do now cut a part of path between this place and that of the mighty ones for the purpose of generating energy and to have a lovely solstice day with the god and the goddess. The circle is cast. And Rune, are you there?
I am here.
I will begin by invoking the element of the East. Guardians of the watchtowers of the East, of air, of new beginnings, of creativity and intellect. Great soaring eagle of the East, you who knows the power of air, you who bravely jumped from the safety of your nest so long ago, a nest high atop a great tree or a mountain cliff, you are the great wise builder, hunter, mother, father, great builder, bird of prey. We ask for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this day with deep love. And with deep respect, we bid you hail and welcome. And I now light the candle for the East. And Rune, you may now invoke South.
Guardians of the Watchtower of the South, of fire, of action and manifestation. Great Serpents of the South, symbol of healing, protectors of ancient treasure and ancient knowledge. Within you is both venom and antidote. You are the living symbol of universal balance and action. We ask for your balanced guidance and wisdom this day. With deep love and with deep respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Guardians of the Watchtowers of the West, of emotional intelligence, of water, of intuition. Great humpback whale of the West, traveler, roaming free the oceans of the world, you who live a long life beyond human knowing. You are the master communicator, beautiful singer of songs. Let us hear your melodic voice on this day. We ask for your balanced wisdom and guidance today. With deep love and with deep respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Okay, Rune, you may now invoke, as I light the candle for the West, you may now begin to evoke the North.
Guardians of the Watchtower of the North, of Earth, of integration, of stable wisdom. Great Horned Owl of the North, keeper of secrets, protector, wise mystic. You are steady and patient, yet you are not afraid to sing and dance. We ask for your balanced guidance and wisdom this day. With deep love and deep respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. All right, I now light the final candle, the candle of the North. All right. And now we call beloved Father God, Lord of the Wheel and the Dance, Father of the Sky, bring to us your timeless, endless love. It is your rebirth that we celebrate on this solstice. We ask for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this day. With deep love and with deep respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Beloved Mother Goddess, she who has created everything, she whose spark of divine lives within us all. Words cannot provide the proper gratitude that we feel towards you. We ask you to join us today and to share your balanced guidance and wisdom. With deep love and deep respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Beloved ancestors, those who came before us, the pioneers, the trailblazers, the practitioners of old, those who are always with us. We ask you to join us on this day. We ask for your balanced guidance and wisdom. With deep love and deep respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
All right, the circle is cast. The Lord and Lady and the ancestors are with us. What I would like you now to do is to come with me in a deep, guided meditation. The first thing I want you to do is to close your eyes, or eyes open is fine. Relax, and we'll take 3 deep, long breaths together. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold, 1, 2, 3, 4, breathe out, 1, 2, 3, 4, again, breathe in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 1, 2, 3, 4, breathe out, 1, 2, 3, 4, one more time, 1, breathe in, 2, breathe in the love of the universe, 4, hold, 1, 2, 3, 4, release negativity, 2, 3, 4, and now I want you to to imagine a narrow, moving river. It's very narrow, like a stream. And you are a leaf floating gently upon that stream. You're floating downstream, ever so gently. Feel the rushes of water move on your back. You are a light leaf floating upon the stream, softly, but moving forward. As you move forward, I want you to see that the shade of the trees on each side are becoming thicker and thicker. As you're going further downstream, it gets darker and darker. Go into the darkness, surrounded by the shade of the trees. It is like a warm shade blanket. As you feel the water, the rushes of it caressing your back. Up ahead, you see what looks like a small shore. You're floating towards it, softly. It's shaded, it's calm, and you make a soft landing upon that shore. Now you are standing up, you are erect, you are human. There is a narrow path. I want you to walk down this path. The path can be as simple or as full of vegetation as life as you want to imagine, but you're just continuing to walk. It is a dense, thick forest that continues to get more dense and more thick, even more shaded than before. You notice that the air feels a bit more cool than it had. It's getting a bit colder and colder and darker. Suddenly, you can no longer see in front of you. Close your eyes. You cannot see, but you are continuing to walk forward, trusting this path. You then notice the crunch of snow. You are now walking in snow. It is dark. Since the snow lights the ground a bit, you can see about a foot ahead of you, walking down this long, narrow, snowy path, only able to see about a foot ahead of you. Continue to put one foot in front of the other, hearing the crunch of the snow, walking further, deeper into the woods. Continue to breathe deeply. You then, in the dark of this woods, notice a tiny little amber light. Still moving forward, you're curious and you wish to go to this tiny little amber light in this dark wood. You continue forward, breathing deeply. The little amber light begins to grow ever so slightly until you arrive and you are at a tree, a rather great tree. There's a little torch, a small torch on a stand. That was the amber light. The tree has a giant doorway, big enough for a human to walk through. There's a heavy wooden door, looking natural as if part of the tree. Stare at the tree for a moment. Make it as elaborate or as simple as you would like. Reach over towards the latch that will open the door to this great tree. Picture your hand grabbing this wooden latch, pulling it down, and opening this heavy wooden door. Then picture you walk into the doorway, grabbing the torch as you go. Now you close the door, and you are inside of this great tree. The torch lights the immediate area around you, enough to just see a few feet ahead of you. You notice a very steep spiral staircase. It must go down deep into the earth. And now I want you to walk down that spiral staircase, one step at a time, carefully, not really know what you're going to end up seeing at the bottom of this staircase, but trusting that you're going deep into the earth. You then begin to notice it starts to get a little bit warmer as you continue to go down the spiral staircase. Continue down, breathe deeply, down deep into the earth. Then you notice the staircase stops. With your torch, you can see you're in a very small room, a cave. You also notice there's a shadow in the middle of the room. You approach this shadow. It's a cauldron. I now want you to take your torch and light the dry wood that's in the cauldron. Now this small cave room is slightly better lit. You put the torch up on a stand, you notice, on the wall. You notice a small, humble bench near the cauldron. You now relax and sit down on this bench, fully noticing that though it was cold and freezing outside, you are now very warm, not just from the fire in the cauldron, but you are in the womb of Mother Earth, the goddess. This is a good time for a calm contemplation. You are now in a safe and magical place in the presence of the Great Spirit. Stare at the flame and know that here all things are possible. You are far from the petty world, deep down the river, deep into the path of the woods, behind the closed heavy wooden door of the tree, and deep into the earth. Here it feels as if all things are possible. World peace, improvement in your own life. You begin to contemplate what you can do to change these things. How can you be good to the environment? What can you do to help the world? Because this is a time, the solstice, of thinking about the world and not just yourself, but thinking about your own self-improvement is okay as well. So now you begin continuing to contemplate all things that are possible and how you are thankful sitting in the womb of the earth, in the presence of your mother, how you are thankful to have found this warm and safe place on a cold winter night. And I will begin by asking a question myself. Involving healing the world, I ask the goddess, using my tarot cards that I have in my hand right now, in a one card, healing the problems of the world. It's the King of Swords. The King of Swords is the goddess telling us that we must have calm leadership. The king is a leader. Swords are of air. He sits high atop his throne, floating above all pettiness. This is the positive leadership of air sign qualities. He is not bothered by emotion. We must stay calm in order to heal the problems of the world. We must not let our emotions and our simple petty differences separate us. We must allow floating above this pettiness to see our commonalities. And now, still in this safe place, I would like to say a prayer for a friend of ours at Witch School who asked for some help. Phantom, Phantom of the Winds, had asked for a blessing of abundance for for an operation, I will hold this candle and ask the compassionate, merciful goddess Kuan Yin if she could see fit to provide Phantom with that blessing. Abundance in the healing. So would it be.
So would it be.
Now, what we would do is keep the fire in the cauldron burning. And I want you to imagine anything about yourself that you would like to release to get rid of, something you do not need. And I want you to picture in your hand that you have a piece of parchment paper that you found on the floor, and write down the quality that you want to leave you. I won't announce mine out loud, but I will, as I just did, write it in my mind. Now think of this thing leaving you, sending it out to the universe not to return, and drop it into the cauldron. Let the smoke rise and dissipate and disappear. Go from me. I no longer need you. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Now we will leave the cauldron burning, and we will begin by standing again. Putting our hands together, saying thank you. Thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you, Goddess. We will pick up the torch from the stand and begin to ascend back up the long spiral staircase. We come to the heavy door in the tree. We are now on the dark and snowy path. We return the torch to its original stand on the tree and begin to walk down the path. We are now back into the forest where it is no longer snowy and you can see a little bit more. You can see it again, and you notice after the thick of the shade leaves, it is sunlight. Bright sun has returned to the earth as the promise that is always kept to us and always has been. We now float back down the river. And are back to ourselves again. This safe place can be accessed quicker anytime, or can be done in long form. Having the long meditative safe place was a practice I used to do way back when an old teacher used to just sort of guide me through these things. I did my own version. But now we return to the circle. I will start by saying farewell to the ancestors. Beloved ancestors, we thank you for joining us on this day. We thank you for your balanced wisdom and guidance. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail, beloved Mother Goddess, and farewell.
Beloved Mother Goddess, we thank you for your balanced wisdom on this day. With deep love and with deep respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Beloved Father God, we thank you for your presence here today, for your balanced wisdom and guidance. With deep love and with deep respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
All right. Now, Rune, you may release the elements of the North.
Guardians of the Watchtower of the North, O Great Horned Owl, thank you for your balanced wisdom and guidance this day. Stay if you will, go if you must. With deep love and deep respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. O great humpback whale of the West, guardians of the watchtowers of the West, thank you for joining us on this day. Thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom. Stay if you must, go if you must. With deep love and with deep respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And the South.
Guardians of the Watchtower of the South, O great serpents, thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom this day. Stay if you will, go if you must. With deep love and deep respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Guardians of the Watchtowers of the East, O great soaring eagle, thank you for joining us on this day. Thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom. Stay if you will, go if you must, but with deep love and deep respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And now I will take down this circle. It is closed, but is never truly broken.
So mote it be.
So mote it be. Circle is closed. So there we have it, folks. That was our ritual and guided meditation question and then little mini prayer for the day. And we sort of did a meditative version of a burning spell while we were there next to the cauldron. Instead of lighting real fires in my brother's studio. Except for a little camp. Don't have a cauldron in here yet.
Right.
But
maybe
I would
someday.
Like, yes, we can keep dreaming. I'd like to thank Rune for joining us as well. And Rune has officially received his co-host gig position at the Young Witches of Salem show on Pagans Tonight. So congratulations.
Congrats on that.
And we got symbols here. It's fun out here in the studio. We have a full drum set and guitars and basses and all kinds of things to play with out here. And that will take me to, of course, our engineer and co-host, Kevin Baird.
Hello, everybody.
Happy
solstice.
Yes, yes. Intuitive consultant, psychic medium, Kevin Baird, www.templeofgaia.com. He can also be reached at the stores Crystalis in Herndon and Sticks and Stones in Fairfax, Virginia. I would also like to plug Esoterica, which survived online. Still your New Age interfaith focus. It was a great shop. Herbs, crystals, stones, oils, candles, incense, divination tools, and more. You can call them at 703-777-4642 or www.esotericanova.com. Spell ESOTERICANOVA.com. EsotericaNova.com. They seem like nice people, so let's support them. Maybe they'll become a brick-and-mortar store again, which would be nice. It's always nice to physically go and walk to your local New Age shop and talk to fellow pagans, like we have a blessing to do around here in a few places.
Right, like a pagan town square.
Not quite Salem, maybe, but...
Right. So would it be.
Yes, so would it be. Kevin, I would like to ask you how your week was.
Not too bad. I had a chance to visit a museum out in Dumfries, Virginia, mm-hmm. and very, very haunted, very haunted. And the experiences that I realized there, one, are the people who are still there, even though they don't have bodies anymore, are very content staying where they are. Just very profound. And what I was experiencing with the owner or the CEO of the museum as we were doing the walkthrough was one to where I was able to really do the owner would ask questions to the spirits that were living there, and then I could hear some of the responses back.
Oh, so you were participating? Like you had the owner ask and have you do a little bit of medium work there?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah, and it could turn into one to where we do tours to where people can come in and take like a paranormal tour with me, and that they can ask people questions about anything that's related to that kind of pursuit, like people who are interested in war kind of stuff, asking questions to people who lived at that time. That would be a great opportunity for them. So that's like one of my pursuits at present.
That's really nice. I didn't know you were actually... You had mentioned going to a place where you felt it was extremely haunted, and I remember you saying that. It's like,
it was so haunted where I went up to the upstairs and it felt like someone put a cap on my head. It was like so tingly, so intense that whenever I got up there, I had to like sing this chant that I have that calms everything down just relax the entire atmosphere. But when we were able to get up there, we almost felt like someone was screaming at us, but you really couldn't hear the words. To go someplace else. Or something.
Right.
But once we started talking and they got comfortable with us, they relaxed and things started to flow a little better. But it's very interesting. You go into someone's house, they're automatically confrontational until they understand your intent, and then everything relaxes then.
And you're thinking of actually doing some tours with them.
Yes. And it's the Weems Bot Museum. It's Weems hyphen Bottes, I believe it is, and it's in Dumfries, Dumfries, as in French fries. No burger.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I would like to as well mention that we had a guest today who is Reverend Scott Sandler Michael, who most likely won't make it today. However, he definitely can make it in the future, as he is my brother. So I'm sure we'll have a chance to communicate at some point and get work something out. I would like to open this time up to read the Poetry Place poem from the Karelian Herald. It is from Rhea Regal, I think I'm saying that right. Called Yule Time. Very simple one. Yule Time. Secrets kept, but good ones. You'll find secrets discovered with laughter and love. You time and me time, our time to enjoy the season. That's Rhea Regal. Yule Time. She's of the Order of Bards. And Rune, how was your week this week?
Long, busy, and not even started yet.
Oh. I myself am going to work this evening still, so I'll be there till the wee hours of the morning, in case anybody ever notices. Half of my forums are probably show up at, you know, that there's a time at like 2:30 in the mornings, because I work late at night, sometimes until midnight, sometimes until 3. It just all depends on if we finish, what time we finish. And
I get the show, I help doing some writing, and that's when work asked me if I can work every day this week. So
yeah. And it is something, doing a once-a-week thing, and now you have a commitment. You know, you're part of this show, helping out and all that. You also have your co-host gig there, and it's a funny thing. I imagine I would have to do this full-time to do an everyday show. Wouldn't you think that? It would have to be your job. Could you do a show every day and not have it be your job? I don't think I could.
If you love it.
A lot.
Yeah.
If you love it.
Yeah, I guess if you loved it enough, you'd make the time and find quick ways of doing things, perhaps. And
Though I do have the idea in my mind for another thing, once this Pagan Tonight network starts building up, I have an idea for a day show.
Oh, okay.
Morning, like early morning, like morning radio, but Pagan style.
Like early morning, like morning traffic.
Right.
Like here at Main Street Universe, we're a lunch hour kind of show, or almost lunch hour kind of show.
This is your getting ready to go to work show.
Yeah, because a lot of times that time slot's popular. Remember all those years, Howard Stern, right? All those shock jocks, the Grease Man, and all these guys. Morning shows all along. Early morning.
I sadly would think we'd need a few more co-hosts than just one, though, because I would need a broadening view of people to get a good hold there.
Right. And plus it's early in the morning and your mind might not be right. You might need somebody to help.
But also people would approach you and say, you know, I have some content that I wouldn't mind coming on your show and talking about also. So, you know, you put it out there and it comes back to you as well. The thing is where Daniel, Michael, and I socialize really is the store here in Fairfax called Sticks and Stones. And it's a place to where people of like minds come together and share their ideas, things they've happened upon. Also talk about things that are like that go bump in the night and they're trying to understand why that happens. They can go and feel confident that they won't look like, you know, loonies or lunatics or people who've lost their marbles talking about these things.
Yeah, we're blessed to have some pretty good networking here and some good New Age and pagan chops and all that. Northern Virginia is a fairly enlightened place, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
It's a mixed culture. There's a lot of Buddhists, a lot of Hindus, who of course blend a little bit, in some ways, blend a little bit naturally with the pagan thing. And just, it's a pretty mixed culture place with a lot of different backgrounds, and their tolerance level for these things is much higher.
But if you've read the Washington Post, you would think to the contrary.
Well, people think Virginia, and they think West Virginia, and they think redneck and all that. But
also,
actually,
they think conservative, too.
That's true, because they think red state.
Yeah.
But this is, it's a pretty liberal place here, Northern Virginia. We're right near D.C., very close to D.C., actually. And I would like to, as well, just mention a couple future topics. We still want to get Rob Fahey from Rob Fahey and the Ravens raised on the radio. That song.
Awesome. Can't wait for that one.
As well as I'm going to be doing a show about Wilhelm Reich and the Orgone Accumulator, a guy who invented a weather-changing machine. My first one today. The things that, and the problems he encountered. It's funny, I really thought this was going to be a cute little story about a wacky guy who invented it.
Right, right.
It turned out to be a very interesting scientific story, and one of government corruption and people getting locked up. And it turned out to be kind of dirty.
So, really?
It's funny, you go into something and like, oh, I didn't know that happened to the poor guy. He had no idea. I just thought, I remember Kate Bush did a song about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, the guy with the weather machine. Let me look that up. And so that'll be a show we'll be doing in the near future, as well as bringing up some guests. There's a nonprofit organization called Soul Searchers, and this could be a nice interfaith activity because this is a Christian group. The guy's very devout Christian.
And where are they?
They are in Virginia, and mission statement being to cultivate and educate young kids that are kind of just getting out of high school age for certain skill sets that they think are needed for modern economy. So, you know, kind of getting them young and saying, okay, this is what you're going to need. They even have this goal. I love this because they're really specific. And his outline was just great. And he's already got his 501c3, so he's an upstart. But he got this thing quick. A lot of people got to wait a long time for that 501c3.
If you have the right lawyer, you can get anything.
Maybe he does. But this goal I mentioned, 440 new jobs each year. So I loved how specific it was. There wasn't a lot of playing around with vagueness. That's his goal. And it's something like a goal of 92,000 a year. I don't know where he came up with that number, but it's bam, there it is. So this guy's, he was pretty friendly. And that Soul Searchers Incorporated.
And they're Christian, you said?
Yes. I definitely got that impression. They're calling it Soul Searchers. The guy was wearing a humongous cross on his chest.
Yes, they are very much Christian. Greengate makes a very good point in the chat room about tolerance. And should we think we should seek tolerance in the place we live or acceptance? And I agree with the statement.
Sure.
I don't think the practicality is there in this day and age. It's much more open than it ever was, and it will get more open all the time.
Yeah.
Well, but, if you excuse the metaphor, it's like tolerating someone passing gas in the room. You know, it's one of those things that you can talk about or not talk about, but usually they fade, you know. Thoughts, there's a song that says, like, thoughts and farts, they fade away. You know, so it's like whatever you are focusing on right
now.
Is
that what it actually says?
I believe so.
I thought it was heart. I could be wrong. What?
Yeah. They fade away.
Oh, okay, I remember the song.
Yes. So it's if you just let the situation sort of like, what is it, that thing, whenever air clears,
dissipate.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. If you just let things dissipate whenever they occur without having to feel like you need to respond.
And I do know, and by the way, thank you very much for joining us, Green Gate. I'm familiar with you from the Karelian nativist tradition.
And we also have IMD in the room, and then we have Angel Love, who has a few questions about stuff going on at her house, and also guest 87.
Great. I'll finish Green Gate's point and then get to Angel's point.
Okay.
Because you were talking about hauntings. Green Gate, he's making a good point. The word tolerance can sometimes sound funny to people because it's like, okay, we'll deal with you, you know, instead of acceptance. So he makes an interesting point. I probably said tolerance more in passing as being used to that's what people sometimes just say. But honestly, that's also part of the progression, is it not?
Right, exactly.
Just being tolerated first, then being accepted next.
Right.
So it is a good point. It's a good point and a good way to look at, you know, the word itself.
Tolerance.
And now let's get to these. She had some house issues.
Yes,
I'm curious about that.
She was talking about how she thought that there might be some kind of evil energy or something that's going on that's connected to her son or to her house or something. And it goes back to the tolerance and the understanding and the acceptance and the recognition. There are some times where we'll have spirits that are active in our house because they want to have a voice too, and that they'll make noises. They'll, like, create a bump in the night, or that they want to conduct themselves in a sense to where they have a right to be where they are. And a lot of people express themselves through some kind of demonstration to make a point that I'm here, hear me roar kind of stuff, or I'm validating myself, that kind of thing. So if you have active spirits in your house, and then your children are around the ages of, let's say, 9 to 13 or 14, they're transitioning from, you know, their younger years into the older years, and right at that crossover point, they have high, really usable energy that the spirits and the like can take advantage of. They can sort of like sip off of that energy that the children have and use it to conduct themselves, to like throw plates around in the kitchen or knock things onto the floor or create bumps in the night, that kind of stuff. They sort of like ride on the energy of the young people to help them convey what it is that they want to say. So it might be that you just have a spirit in your house who wants to be recognized, and if you just take a closet or something and close it off, don't use it at all, maybe put a gallon of water in there, you can create that as the space for this active spirit to go and hang out.
Oh, so you kind of give it its own little...
Right.
Like, I've heard people in the fairy traditions talk about they put an elf star, like, in a garden, like, this is the place for the fairy.
Right.
So you're saying do a little ghost room,
right,
ghost star,
yeah,
some little... Can it just be anything? Should it have a closed door? Can it be just a corner of a
it
room?
It should be where shadows can be had.
Okay, so something
so
that
dark,
would
low photonic, you know, no photons,
okay,
as possible.
Not much light. So
yeah,
a dark place.
Yeah.
To maybe put something to honor or say, you can hang out here.
Yeah.
But
water is a good
don't
thing.
Be breaking my place.
Correct. Yes. If you create a space, and that's why they gravitate to basements and attics, because we rarely go there unless we're going to store stuff. And usually when we store stuff there, we don't move around the stuff. Or we don't move through the stuff, we move around it. And what they'll do is they'll occupy the stuff that will be stable for some time.
Okay.
That was the intent of Stonehenge originally, where the ancestors made a place for the ancestors who passed away to go and occupy the six stones so that they could go into these stones and not have their energy slammed as the humans move about with their big copper top kind of personas, if you just allow me to take a Matrix reference there.
Right. And that's interesting that you mentioned that. I was surprised you went in that direction. Putting aside a special place for the spirit rather than taking the approach of banishing it.
Right.
Well, some people would say, and I would tend to sometimes agree with this, that sometimes it's just a built-up excess energy, and that you do a cleansing ritual of some sort. You know, splash some holy water, do a visualization of light, of different chakra colors, and so on. There's so many ways. Sage. The purpose of that being you're clearing negative energy, and it kind of gets these things out of the way. What you're saying is just have a little space aside and honor that.
Right. Look at them like they are an individual, because I really feel that the place where ghosts occupy is an undiscovered country. And that's a Star Trek reference. There is an episode or a...
Yeah, I remember that.
The undiscovered country. And I believe that that's where the people who are in between the worlds occupy themselves. And the place in between the worlds is the undiscovered country.
Some people will say it is partially them consciously and partially an echo or an imprint of them.
Right.
Maybe both are true.
No, there are sentients, which are active spirits who have a clarity and recognize what's going on. There's the residuals, which are sort of like tapes that are recorded into an atmosphere, and whenever the conditions are right, you can hear laughing in the background, you can see a horse riding by, you can see carriages, you can see soldiers walking and that kind of stuff. You recreate an energy, and as you walk, or you recreate a scene, and as you walk into that scene, you activate it with the magnetisms that are associated with your person. It's almost like you putting batteries in a tape player, or a DVD player, or a, like a MP3 player.
Sure.
Right. And Sparrow, in the Karelian tradition, we believe in the multiple planes of existence, the seven planes.
Yes.
And in most things, from what I can understand, that these spirits are occupying either the fourth or the fifth plane, while we're still operating on the third plane. So, right. I mean, it's a lot more work, and we can't fully grasp them because of the veil that we ourselves have not crossed yet.
So, I did a reading with a client about a year ago. It could be 2 years ago. It feels like yesterday. I was doing a reading for them over the phone, and I was getting some information to share with them, but all of a sudden the little radio that I have in my head kicks on and started passing me a bunch of chatter, and I asked the client who I was talking to on the phone, I said, "Do you speak another language?" And she said, "Yes." So I said, "Someone is saying to me, like, Ruhu Hamada'a Madarash." And it may not be that, but it's close to sounding like that. And she responded to me after I said, "Did I say something that makes sense to you?" And she said, "You told me that I was going to hell," in her language.
Oh, wow.
And I said, "Well, that can't be the whole story." And I listened for a little more information. I got like Rahuda Raha Amarash. And she says, "That's what my uncle does for a living. It had something to do with like import-export or something, yada, yada, that had to do with business." And then she's like, "Oh my gosh, I know what it is that you're talking about. That's my aunt. Because before she passed away, she was worried that she was going to go to hell. And I bet that's her who's talking." And I said, "Well, it's likely that she's very stressed about that. So say some things to her in your language, say a prayer, tell her that she's not going to go to hell because of this reason, that reason." And the client ran on and on and on about blah, 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 in her language. I didn't understand a lick of it. And then I heard this person that was in spirit say, or her aunt, say something like, "Gadash Hurara." And then the client busted out full on. Wah! Like, I'm like, what did I say? And she said, "You told me I kiss your face." And it was her aunt who told me in Farsi to tell her niece, "I kiss your face." So her aunt heard her prayers. Well, while I'm passing this information, I can also get part of the notions and the realizations that the aunt had while she's on that other side in that world between worlds. And I got a feel for what that place is sort of like. I'm sort of getting choked up a little bit about it now, but I was able to look over into there, and there's a bunch of people
who are in spirit that are out of flesh, who are hanging out there because they're not really sure that they're ready to get on the bus to go to the next spot or the next location. So that place in between is a place, it's almost like a bus station, and no one's got on the bus kind of stuff. And I think this lady who has the house that's haunted might have someone who's just there wanting to hang out.
And she did mention here, and Greengate made a good point too, and I'll get to both of them. She did mention she saw orbs last January, O-R-B-S.
Okay. Right.
Did she mean, it's such a short message, I don't know if she meant she saw an orb personally, physically, or if there's...
Right.
Some new show called Orbs.
No.
I think she means...
There are spirit orbs.
Yes, I've heard of that.
What she's talking about.
In pictures especially,
yeah.
And such. And Greengate did mention that when one starts walking down the green path, or what he was calling the green path,
mm-hmm.
East Wiccan, it's a light that goes into the dark, as he wrote. And there's always someone wanting to sort of take a look at it. You're entering this
mm-hmm.
now. And so you got little... energies and beings going, oh, someone's entering this now. We're going to pay attention. That happened to me, too. Last year, I was having a lot of springtime. It seemed to be a lot of odd things happening and feeling
mm-hmm.
like I could just see things, the whole corner of the eye thing, like going crazy. You
right.
know, you get that little thing
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of things, interactions with animals that were odd.
Right.
Okay, Angel Love said yes. So, again, we're...
Now, that journey down that path into that light kind of stuff, I had also done a reading for a client to where she had had a near-death experience, or really a death experience, to where she saw herself going down the tunnel and going towards the light, but she saw herself being born, like, and that she was being received into a room with a bunch of doctors or midwives or something like that, a bunch of people standing around her. And then she came back into the body that she was in originally. So she left that place to where she was experiencing that birth and came back into this life and woke up and was like a totally changed person. She used to be a big corporate person, and then she quit everything and bought a little store out on a crossroads deep in West Virginia somewhere, wanting to get totally away from all of that world. So sometimes that journey down that tunnel, I feel, is someone who's progressing from this life into the next one straight away. No time in heaven or anything. Boom, 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 and you're being born again. This takes me just real quick to some thinking that I've been having lately, and also connected to readings that I've done, to where we plan our next life through the dreams that we have in this life. So there's sometimes to where our lives can be chain linked together and that there is no time in between. But if you're a bad person or you feel like you're bad, then you might take a breather in the case of this lady who had the aunt who thought she was going to hell.
And Angel Love does mention here, and I kind of like this, she mentions the orb she saw. She said it was violet to magenta to purple. And, you know, violet is actually a pretty important spiritual color because it's the high vibrating frequency of the crown chakra. It's considered
right.
a very spiritual color.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely, that's not only an entity, it seems like something not petty. It
right.
seems like something purposeful when she tells me it's a
And it could
violet.
Be that that color is trying to reflect her color as well. Like there are sometimes, depending on your mood, that your aura color, that you've had those, what are those pictures that are called, that you can take to where you can see your aura, whether it's orange or white or blue or purple or red or something.
Yeah, aura photography of some sort. Yeah,
it could be that orb is reflecting her energy and that this orb is trying to show companionship or compatibility.
That's interesting. Because there is lots of spiritual energy there. So some people have different theories on it, as we discussed.
Right.
Can be a living entity. Can just be spiritual energy. Could just be a little message for you from your higher self. So there's lots of ways to look
exactly.
at these things. As Rune had mentioned, in the Karelian tradition, we talk about the seven different layers that make us up. And physical, mental, spiritual, monadic, solar, and divine. And it's all these different layers that we have that make up our spirit and soul and physical flesh. So jumping in and out of all these different
right.
levels And divine being sort of the original source, that original one, you know, that spark. That
right. And they're all connected to, I would say, the energy centers that are within our persons. You know, the seven chakras, not mentioning the ones that are in the feet and the hands and everything as well.
There are many more.
Yeah.
We usually talk about the major ones. And she did mention here, Angel Love, that her friend saw one in the bathroom as
okay.
well. So there's more than one person seeing this.
Again, that goes back to my reference about keeping a connection to the spirits that are in your house through having a vessel of water, like a closed old, you know, 2-liter bottle from some cola that you drank. Go ahead and fill that with water and put that in a closet that you don't go to a whole lot. That can create sort of like a home base for the spirits that are in your house. So they are drawn to water and houses that are near ponds, lakes, rivers, and streams, and also caves, wells, that kind of stuff, tend to be haunted as well because our spirit brethren can come and go.
Yeah, and she also mentioned, she said, three things, and now it all makes sense, Kevin, because she says she saw it at 10 a.m. as if they were dancing and the feeling was so happy. Well, 10 a.m., they were just there to remind her that in an hour, Main Street Universe comes on.
Oh, awesome.
Every Wednesday, that's all that was.
Sweet.
But at least it seems positive. It seems stressed by it.
Yes.
She says it's they were dancing and made her happy, and they're violet purple, which is about as...
They could be fairy folk also. You can't just limit yourself to it being humanoid types of spirits as well. It can be cat orbs.
I've been visited by pets
dog
before.
Orbs. It can be parakeet orbs.
I get lots of ghost cats because I grew up with lots of cats in the house. I get lots that you feel something crawling on the bed and like kind of rolling
yes,
over.
Yeah.
I get
here.
A ton of those.
Yeah.
Because I've almost always had a cat, and sometimes like 10.
Yeah. So you reach down and try to pet the cat, and
it's
there's
not
no
there.
Cat there.
Yeah, or you just look up to see him and go, oh, is he? Oh, wait a minute, I don't have that cat anymore.
Yeah, I've had that too.
I've had that many times.
Very interesting, those types of experiences. But the thing is that we are showing that we are extending the olive branch to those people and spirits that are between the worlds. I still honestly feel that this is an undiscovered country and that there's a lot of potential there as well. I think that's where our crown chakra or our God chakra connects to. It's sort of like our Ethernet connection back to the divine, to where we can send and receive intent and wishes and hopes.
She mentions that her son mentioned fairies and thought that her son's sensed fairies in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting you say fairies. Greengate made a good point, saying there are dreams that are not dreams, and sometimes dreams are a warning. And he says Star Trek reference, Unimatrix Zero.
Right.
To a different world
yes.
we go.
Right.
And we're getting down pretty close to it today, folks. I would really
again,
like to thank...
And the time flies by.
It did. It did today because... Did a ritual the first
part of it.
Mm-hmm. And we're getting, hopefully getting smoother with these things. We did lose signal. I think I actually pressed the button.
Happy winter solstice to everybody. And the new year begins. The sun returns. The sun is born again. Hail the sun.
Yes, yes, yes. The sun is going to return. And... My drums got cut off in the beginning. I'm going to be heard. Just kidding.
Thanks, everybody.
But thank you very much. And remember that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. And I don't know about you, but I can imagine a lot. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a great solstice, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.